All right, our heart steamers. I'm so excited today to start some of our celebration series. I've got Jason Reagan with me, and I can't wait to share all the great things he's doing.
Welcome to the I Heart Steam podcast with your host, Bonnie Kirkley. Bonnie has been working in the STEAM education profession for the past 12 years. Her mission is to share her story with educators like you that love STEM, STEAM, and project-based learning. Currently, she works with a team of educators creating the ultimate STEAM-certified school. Let her share the good, the bad, and the joyful with you in her STEAM journey. Learn everything you will ever need to know about STEM and STEAM education right here. Now, here is your host, Bonnie Kirkley.
All right, everybody, I'm so glad you're back with me. This is Jason. How are you doing, Jason?
Bonnie, I could not be better. Thank you so much for having me. It's a real honor.
I'm excited. And I don't know, I mentioned to you about the celebration series, and I hope you're excited about that. But I'm ready to celebrate what you are doing. And I can't wait to share with everybody what you are doing. But before we get started, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us a little something personal, snack on.
Sure. Thank you again, Bonnie. I appreciate it. My name is Jason Reagan, as Bonnie said, and I am originally from the Atlanta, Georgia region. I am actually currently working and living with my family in Incheon, South Korea. And so we have spent the bulk of our time as a married, my wife and I as a married couple and as a family, most of our time has been overseas. And so we're in our fourth year in South Korea. Before that, we had 4 years in China. We had a year in Bermuda. We had a couple years back in the Georgia area. And then we were in China before that as well. So we have really moved around a lot. At one point, my wife and I said we'd moved 19 times in 10 years. So a lot of moving around. So it was something else. But so we're pretty settled now, though. Our boys are a little older. We've got two boys that are 10 and 12. And they are just a mile a minute on those devices all the time, pretty much. And so that's what we've been doing. So I actually teach design, which I know we'll get into later, but I also coordinate our career-related program at the school. And so I work with 11th and 12th grade students. And in the U.S., it's something we might call dual enrollment or a magnet CTE program. But I work with students who are looking at more soft skills versus hard skill type entry into higher education. And so a lot of my students are doing film, media arts, sports management, things like that. And so that's kind of about me. And I guess I'm trying to think of something you can snack on, Bonnie. There's so much about me. I'm not even sure what to say. I guess that I really, really enjoy creating content. And also I really enjoy spending time using social media to just connect with people like myself and like you.
Well, tell us again, how long have you been where you are right now?
Yeah. So I'm in my fourth year at the school where I'm at in Korea, but I'm in my 23rd year teaching. And so I started as actually an industrial arts and shop teacher or a tech ed teacher in the state of Georgia. And that's where I started. I'm a University of Georgia graduate for my master's and a Valdosta State alum for my bachelor's degree.
Which, if you don't know, is where I also graduated from, Valdosta State University.
With my Blazers.
Yes. Well, I asked you that because I heard you say something about video and media with these kids you're working on. And you've been there for 4 years. So have any of your students gone on to really do something we might know about?
Yeah, actually, great question. I have three students who are graduating from the program that I coordinate this year. One is going to go to SCAD in Atlanta, and then the other one of them is going to the NYU Film School, which, if you don't know, is one of the best public film schools in the country. The other is Canadian Korean. And so he's going back to Canada, and he got into all five universities he was applying to. So I'm really excited about where they're going. They've all won multiple student film competitions and student art competitions. So I've been pretty happy with those. Also, I've got students who have worked on, you know, as interns and whatnot on some pretty famous like K-pop videos or some K-dramas. So it's pretty good. They film a lot of that very close to our school. And a lot of our parents of students in our school are involved in the entertainment industry. So we do have some connections in that.
So neat. And it's so neat that students can go to school and create a career right there with you. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. All right. So tell us a little bit about when you use design with your mm-hmm. students. What exactly is the process that you use? Because there's so many different versions, and I use different versions with my students, different teachers, and it gets confusing sometimes. But tell us exactly like what you teach. What's your methodology?
Sure, absolutely. So it's actually a combination of a bunch of things. But when I moved overseas, I discovered that for me to have a consistent curriculum and content and skills to work with, I needed to be in schools that sort of worked in the same genre, I guess you could say. And so the schools I have worked in for the past 17 years have all been IB or International Baccalaureate schools. And so for the what we call middle years program, which is 6th to 10th grade, we use what's called the design cycle, which was something that was developed by teachers, for teachers in these fields. And so it combines sort of the engineering process with design thinking protocols, with the design and thinking, design and technology curricula in the UK. And so they took all that kind of together and boiled it down into a four-step sort of process. And so that's what we mostly use. And we work with a criteria that was built around that to measure our students' success. And so it's things like developing a design brief, then developing design specifications, and then it kind of moves on from there. So it's quite linear in its original approach, but there is a lot of back and forth. So you don't have to do it in the order in which we have set it up. So I do like it because it's very much like the design thinking protocol from the D school.
All right.
So that's been great. I do think that we lack on empathy quite a bit. And so we've had to add a lot of that in as supplemental to what we do.
I feel the same. We actually don't use empathy as one of our steps, but with working with the K-5 students, quite often the empathy just sort of develops because they get attached to it, you know. But most of the time, there is some bigger message behind the problems that we're looking at, whereas I'm sure yours are more creative and that sort of thing. So it's a little different, but I'm excited to celebrate you, like I said, and we need to know what we're celebrating. My listeners may have heard me on your podcast.
Yes.
And tell us what you started. You started DesignCast, and that is just something to celebrate all in itself. I want to know all about it and where you got the idea for it.
Sure. Thank you, Bonnie. And yeah, it was great to chat with you for DesignCast. And so actually, when I was at Valdosta State, my bachelor's degree was not in education. It was in television and radio production. And so after I graduated, I moved to Tallahassee, Florida, and worked at Channel 6 News. And so I was working the overnight graveyard shift.
Every time I ride through there.
Just outside of Thomasville. And so I kind of already had, I worked as a DJ, of course, at Valdosta State. And so I already had that broadcasting sort of mindset in my mind throughout my adult life. And so at some point in time, it shifted from me being mentored by teachers to me doing the mentoring. There was a point in time when that happened, and I can't really identify it like to the day, but I do remember there was a point in time where it went from me asking questions to me answering questions. And so one thing I noticed is as a design teacher in international schools, especially, you're often a one man or a one woman show. You're often an island to yourself. And so I started DesignCast as a way to have a conversation with these teachers who were all by themselves, who were kind of alone. And so the idea was we would talk about projects, we would talk about our lab setup, we would talk about maybe issues we're having with a particular protocol, maybe it's design, the design of 3D printing or something like that. And so it kind of, I started in 2017, had a few episodes, and then it just kind of fizzled. But then when we were kind of locked away for COVID, I started doing a few live streams as a guest, and I realized, you know what? I need to start the podcast back up. I need to revive it and give it a little bit more life. And so it's been going strong since then. I've had over 50 episodes since a year ago. And so it has been moving right along. I'm really, really happy. I've learned that, sometimes people don't know what they don't know. And so it's great to talk to people from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of different disciplines. And so it started as a way to support teachers in a really specific, the IB way of doing design. And then it kind of grew into much more things like professional development, social media branding for teachers, talking about how we can do biomimicry, for example. And then I started talking to more teachers who were not in the IB world, but they were in more of just the design and technology world. And so it did open up quite a bit when I started talking to folks like that. And then I started talking to people like yourself, Bonnie, who were doing more STEAM and STEM type things. And so as that grew, I saw that the listenership was growing and people were really interested in hearing stories and hearing about what people were working on and what they were excited about. And so that's sort of where it grew from. And it's been a really great form of therapy for me during the pandemic, because in Korea, it's been handled quite well. But for example, the vaccine rollout has been really slow, and they've been very deliberate with how they've been doing it. And so people here have just been very vigilant for the last 18 months. And so it becomes quite tiring. And so by having this podcast, it's not only helping the listeners, it's helping me quite a bit. So I would say I'm the one who's benefited the most from having it, and anyone else that helps is great. And that's just extra, an extra benefit.
I was on Twitter, I think maybe yesterday. Mm-hmm. So you've got someone from Mozambique to join.
I'm there. Yeah, I'm at 92 countries, I think, where people are listening to the podcast. So I'm really, really very, very humbled and fortunate to have such an outreach at this point.
And that is something to celebrate. And that is exactly why I was like, this is perfect for celebration season. You are the second episode in the celebration season. I cannot wait for the first one to come out. And I look, this has been a yuck year for everybody. And I said this summer, we are going to just celebrate. If I do anything, it is going to be for fun and fun only.
Yeah, how's that sound to you? That sounds great. I'm all with it, Bonnie. I'm happy to help however I can.
You answered so many of my questions, and I think I did the same for you when I was on your podcast. I was like ready, but you answered so many of them all in one, and I'm super excited. Mm. I can't wait to maybe get to talk to you a little bit more about this audio and video. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear more about that because I'm really into video and audio, not so much as you have learned. You have totally learned that about me. But the thing about design is you learn as you go and you don't get frustrated and it's okay not to know, and we're here to help each other. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to start your weekend off with some fun. You told me it was the weekend for you and it's the weekend for me. I'm kind of like, what day is it? You know, we're in May here in Georgia and I've been in person the entire time.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine what May is like. Mm. But look, let's have some fun. Mm-hmm. We are going to play a game, and it is called Dreamcast. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, so Dreamcast, as you can imagine, this is going to be your dream, your vision. I'm going to give you a scenario, and then you tell us your answer. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, first, you can choose anyone to design a new theme park. Who are you choosing?
So, great question. I actually, the very first person who pops in my mind is Aaron Draplin. I don't know if you know who he is or not, but he is probably one of the greatest graphic designers who is still alive and working. He's around my age, and the guy does some great work. He recently had a postage stamp that the U.S. government released with his artwork on it. So he's really, really great. And I think I love the simplicity of his designs. And I think as he grew up as a snowboarder and then went into graphic design, I think he would design some super cool rides and some really great just aesthetics to go with it.
I bet, man. Okay. Next question. You have mysteriously been kidnapped with someone you don't know that will help you escape. Who is that person?
Someone I don't know.
Yes, you don't know them, but you're going to tell us who they are. So personally, you don't know them.
Oh, I see. I see. So let me think. Oh, my goodness. It would probably have to be. Let me think. Sorry. It's taking me a little longer. It's a Friday night here.
It's taking me a little longer. That's what we're doing here.
I would probably say Simon Sinek, the author, because he would ask me to start with why, and we would go from there.
Well, that'd be a great place to start. Why?
That's right.
Okay, next question. You are going to star in the newest Star Wars movie. Who will you portray?
Well, I'm a big fan of The Mandalorian at the moment, so I'd probably be a Mandalorian.
Oh, that'd be cool. Really cool. Can you see yourself with gear and everything?
I could totally see myself with the gear and never taking my helmet off.
Maybe a real lightsaber?
Maybe so. Maybe so. That would be cool.
Okay, next question. I think you'll like this one. Pixar wants to hire you and a friend to be the voices in a new cartoon. Who are you taking, and who will your characters be, or what will your characters be?
Oh, let's see. So I've got a friend who is a good friend that I've known from when I lived in China, JD. And I think the two of us would do this and be a lot like a couple of woodchucks.
Hilarious. I have one last Dreamcast question for you. Tell us who your Dreamcast is for any project and what the project might be.
Oh, gosh.
Unlimited funds, whoever you want.
Sure.
Whatever.
Man, Bonnie, you're making this hard for me, man.
That's the point.
Oh, gosh. There's so many people who I would love to work with or to be connected with somehow, either educators or not. I'm just trying to think through who probably who I would most look up to or work with. I would probably have to say Adam Savage from the Mythbusters.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And I think we would make a 4th of July pyrotechnic extravaganza. That's what we would do.
I think you just hit it out of the park with that. I don't even think I could have thought of that. I mean, you know me. All I can think is Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I hadn't thought about him. Yeah, yeah, I'd go with him too.
We would be L-I-V-I-N, living. It has been a pleasure, Jason, to have you, and I'm so excited to celebrate your design cast growing and growing and creating this group of educators that were not connected, but now we are connected. I have enjoyed meeting so many people through Twitter. Every time you have a new episode come out or someone like Mozambique joins, it's exciting. I'm excited for you. And can you only imagine where we are, might be in a year? I can only imagine.
I can't wait to figure it out, Bonnie. I'll tell you what.
Listeners, this is Jason Reagan. Tell us, what is your final leaving thoughts, Jason?
You know, Bonnie, I think something that's really been on my mind a lot lately is what we're going to look like post-pandemic, how we're going to emerge from this. And what I would like to see, and I know most of your listeners are going to be educators of some kind, is I would really like to see teachers and schools and parents and students come together and really, really ask students what they want to do. And what I mean by that is my passion is to develop personalized learning pathways and journeys for every single student. And we have it for students with learning needs. We have it for gifted students. Why aren't we having it for everybody else? And so I would love to be able to sit down with every single student starting as low, all the way down into the minute they start school. And you keep a folder on each of them, and it has their interests, it has their Dreamcast, it has all that in there, and we make that happen for them. So if there's anything I could leave anyone with, and that is, let's change education for the better, and let's change it to be very personal for everybody involved. So that's probably my number one passion right now.
I am 100% on board with you. They have that folder, but you know what's in that folder? Nothing important.
That's true. Want something important in there, man.
I agree. And I can tell you that in the positions that I have been in, I have been in the spot where you take the folder from the elementary school to the middle school. And do you know what they do with everything in the folder? They throw it away.
They probably shred it, man.
They do. So I want that folder to be important, and I want that folder to matter. And I have been saying that for a very long time.
Well, let's make it happen, Bonnie, right now.
Let's do it. Jason, it is so, so great to have you today on the iHeartSTEAM Teacher Podcast. I can't wait for this episode to come out and everybody to get ignited and fueled with your passion.
Me either, Bonnie. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you for being here with us. Listeners, I only have one question for you, and that is, do you iHeartSTEAM too?